This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my own.
Simon Roche is a leader of a Christian organization, and I've studied the factions and things. It's very fascinating. I've read quite a few books on it in South Africa and how the country got set up, the different factions that were involved, the Zulus, and then the ANC, and then the Afrikaners, the Dutch, that were Protestants, and then the British came in the Boer War, and Winston Churchill, and I probably only read 8-9 books on it. It sounds like I'm bragging. That's actually not a lot. It's very interesting. So why don't you just quantify who you guys are, the biggest group still of farmers, going back to Dutch background and others, holding on, feeding a large portion of the country, kind of like Amish do in several South American countries where they produce over 80%. You're kind of Amish-like folks that went to South Africa, and now they're announcing they're going to kill you. They are killing you. The second largest party says they're going to start killing you. The president says, no, we're just going to take their land and just throw you out into the bushes. And you got really mad earlier, and I wasn't trying to get you riled up. I was just saying, why not evacuate? And you got pretty animated there. So tell us who you are, and for people out there watching, quantify that. This is a short segment. We'll come back to the next. And then talk about why you're so dedicated.
Well, we our organization is called Safelanders, which means Southlanders. We are the largest non-state-owned civil defense organization in the world, and we're constituted under international law, particularly Protocols 1 and 2 additional to the Geneva Conventions, which make specific provision for identifiable ethnic groups to group together in conditions of conflict where they are threatened. And we are preparing for a civil war, the civil war that is now being promised to us by our former president, by Julius Malema, by the head of the Constitutional Court of South Africa. The list just goes on, and not least our Minister of Defense, who recently promised a genocide. This was broadcast.
That's right. The communists run the Defense Department in South Africa now.
Yeah, absolutely. Bear in mind that the African National Congress political party is actually only one-third of a greater organization. One-third of it is the political party, one-third of it is a trade union organization, and one-third of it is the South African Communist Party. Indeed, Nelson Mandela remains...
Well, they've always been the heart of it, for those that don't know, but expanding on this, the left always does this everywhere. They say, whether it's just an issue between communist and capitalist, or whether it's black or white, they say, be liberal, let us take over, we'll be sweet. Then they always enslave and kill. Venezuela, it's not even cultural, it's political. They were as rich as the U.S. or richer, just like Argentina. Now they're eating out of trash everywhere. Total collapse. Thousands are dying a week from starvation, but the government passed a law where you can't call it starvation. I mean, this is what communists do.
This is what they do, Alex. They always do it, and there's never an exception. And you can see it, and I say this in humility and respect, you can see it in certain United States cities that I visited for 6 months last year, that the trend is so clear and so consistent and so reliable and so dependable, there's just no argument to be held about this. Our goal is to safeguard the welfare of non-combatant civilians in a crisis which we are preparing for right now, and which we've recently been promised repeatedly, as I say.
We're going to go to break, but give us a timeline. 10 years ago, people didn't listen to you. Now, everybody's listening because it's happening.
Yeah, that's right. People are listening, and we are trying desperately, last minute, to try and prepare for it, and that's why we are begging the world to support us. We just started a free starter campaign in the USA with Charles C. Johnson and the support of some American senators. And we are imploring people, please help us. We desperately need help. There is big trouble coming here.
And we got George Soros in the WikiLeaks wants to overthrow Israel. And I mean, it's every Western little enclave is about to be annihilated. Why do you think that is?
It's a thing that goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years, Alex. This fight between good and evil is unrelenting. It's nothing special. It's nothing original. I see that you've just brought up the campaign. It kicked off about half an hour ago. There you've got it there. And we just have to keep up the fight.
We're going
to
talk about it when we come back. But by the way, we're in the same position, so we need support as well. But people need to support you like last time because they're trying to shut us down ahead of persecution.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Simon Roche runs the biggest civil defense group in the world. It's basically Dutch, quasi-Amish, and a lot of them have been overrun, a lot of them have been killed. Just like in five other African nations, Zimbabwe, the most famous, there were, something like a million white farmers there. Then it fell down to less than 20,000. They were still producing almost all the country's food. Now they're all gone. Just a few years ago that the government raided the houses and mainly killed a few thousand elderly that just couldn't leave. They'd already given the farms over, the tractors, everything. They usually would move them into like a shed, and they just came in and blew their heads off. And the national TV celebrated it. Because it's liberal. You know, white people must be racist and bad. And now the country has completely collapsed into total hell on earth. And I just don't think the average leftist realizes that this whole communist programming and trying to make blacks racist and turning everybody against each other here in America is a communist tactic. And that Mandela was a communist. His wife famously would line up children and put tires over their heads, put gasoline in, and burn them up, and sit there and go, while they did it, this is who we're told to worship. You'll get rid of one thing, apartheid, that I think was bad, but you understand, it's a total barbarous state with different groups, and the British came in and took control of it and then exploited it. I'm not bashing Brits, I'm Welsh. The point is the British Empire. And then you think of Afrikaners, other groups that were already there, in many cases living in peace with the natives, who wanted them to come in and create agriculture and jobs. And then now you've got black racist nationalist communists saying, kill the whites. We just played that last hour. This is a nightmare situation. So you should support them. Their plight is very, very serious. And it's something that our media won't even cover. Remember all the free South Africa stuff? Well, I was for that. But I knew that it didn't need to be replaced with communism. It needed to be replaced with a more equitable, you know, free market system. That hasn't been done. The multinationals are being more exploited than ever. They just get private mercenaries to guard the very mines instead of actually investing in the country. Like, I've seen numbers that investment from the mines and investment from the big industrial agriculture has plummeted under black rule. I'm going to say that again. The black leaders are keeping the money for themselves. Not like the white leaders who were sharing power were putting it back in because they live there. Stabilize things. Let's have a nice life. No. So, again, they're replacing one bad thing with something 50 times worse. We'll talk to him in a moment. But listen, folks, a lot of people called me, friends, family, neighbors, and they've said, how are you taking it? Thousands of articles saying that it's all over TV, saying Alex Jones sexually assaulted male and female employees. And then you actually read the EEOC complaint, and it says, one time Jones hugged me and might have touched me a little bit on my butt. Not even true. And that sexual assault I mean, it's not true. And then we're doing a bodybuilding shoot for a supplement ad, and I'm in a major editing suite with four different computers. I'm like, he doesn't look right, because later in the thing, he rips his shirt off like Hulk Hogan, Shane Steiner, and kind of fast forward it, because it comes back with him with his shirt off and with the girls. And this is homoerotic, they're claiming. And we were Googling how to light a bodybuilder. Because he was saying, man, it doesn't show my ripped chest for that shot right there. And I guess, the light wasn't right. But we just couldn't figure it out. That, and it says it. He came in, he saw it, he ran over to HR. They come and they go, Rob, it says how to light bodybuilding, and it's bodybuilders. We have that written up in HR. This is now national news that I was grooming him. He says, Jones never asked me to go out with him. Jones never asked me for sex. Jones never nothing. This is a guy I've had over for Thanksgiving three or four times because he was a loner, and I kind of felt sorry for him. And he was kind of a smart writer in ways, but he was always too frustrated. And so Rob's a smart guy, but he just went downhill. And I really feel sorry for him. I mean, when you read the complaint, it says we wear Nazi shoes. It's what is that? Somebody mailed in things of Hillary with a Nazi symbol on her. Some Japanese lady that sewed the shoes for us. I'm trying to find them. So much stuff comes in the mailroom, but doesn't matter. The media takes the EEOC complaint that's twisted and weird and deceptive, and it takes it and then ups its game. Like the Prairie Home Companion guy, the woman hugged him. Her shirt went up, and she said he touched her skin, and they fired him. They're just setting a precedent. Meanwhile, you got all the pedophilia in Hollywood and the rest of it, so financially support us. We have to have a legal defense fund. This is the best defense is a good offense. I've already launched stuff major this morning. If we have to do this and don't up the amount of money coming in, it will cut into production. It'll cut into operations. It'll cut into our reach and exposing news that they don't want exposed. We can't let them get us in a shrinking mode. Last year, they banned us off Google advertising. That cost us $5 million. You came through. You bought. It was just this same time, March last year. You came back, and within 3 months of extra orders and donations, we raised the $5 million it takes to run this. I'm going up on extra satellites. Affiliates are picking us up like crazy. The globalists know this. They're scared. This show is exploding. But it's exploding in the people we reach, not in money. Okay, so people on TV, UHF, VHF, cable watching us, they're not really buying stuff. It's talk radio. It's the Christian audience. It's patriots. It's that dedicated small percentage. I need you. You've done so much to stand in the way of these. I'm ready to take the next stuff they make up. I'm ready to, if they kill me, I'm ready. I'm not saying Rob and his lawyers. I'm saying, Hillary and the globalists, because, this is serious. I'm ready. And it's not because I'm a hero. I know I can't give in to them. I know I can't back down. I understand why he doesn't want to try to evacuate. I was just asking the devil's advocate question out of South Africa, even though the president's announcing we're going to take your land and the defense minister says we're going to kill you. Okay? Once we put you in camps, now that's actually the communist plan. They always want to put their opposition in camps. So InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 80% off. But a lot of these, 80% off, those are clearance items, T-shirts that are great, but for some reason nope, never sold, or a lot of other stuff, brand new, best supplements, 50% off, like our new super fiber, best fiber, probiotic fiber. It's all there. We need the financing. But when you go to InfoWars.com, a pop-up pops up. Or you go to InfoWars.com/show, you'll see a donate button, and I need the middle-class folks, the wealthy people, the folks that I never said, hey, we need the money. I'm going to call people like Gary Haven today, who's offered me money before, and I've said, no, we're doing all right selling product. He offered me $50,000 once, and I said, no, and then he gave me $20,000. And I'm going to call Gary, and I'm going to say, Gary, I need the money. And Mike Adams offered money. People don't know Mike Adams is bigger than we are. Global, he's huge. He is bigger when it comes to actual numbers than we are. Mike's called yesterday, even before he was coming on. He said, I want to donate. So I'm going to get on the phones. I'm going to raise a bunch of money. But I need you to load us up with money right now. I need you to support a local affiliate. Send them $100 a month as well. I need you to put your calendar to tithe the InfoWars so we can support pastors and groups all over the world, people defending freedom of speech, and exposing all the evil that's going on. But we're under attack, and so far we brought in less money than we brought in last year at this time. $500,000 less. I met with the accountants yesterday, and I'm looking at a very aggressive program because I've got to stop this now while they're trying to pay people. Because I talked to the Daily Mail. They wouldn't deny that they were paying. I've got to let folks know that, listen, You know, we've got to have, I'm not going to say what we're going to do. It's all legal and lawful, but it's very aggressive. And so they want to fight, they better believe they got one. And that includes everybody involved. That includes everybody. So I need a lot of money. I need it right now. And I commit to you 100% of the money that comes in donations and product sales this week will go to, I mean, I already, 95% of the money comes in here and goes to this operation. Then I build up money to fight them and do this and that because, you know, we got to have some backup money. I don't give a rat's ass about things. I care about ideas and defeating the globalists. We're going to come back with our guests, finish up in the final segment, but I'm just telling you. This is a total war. They're taking off the gloves. You see it. You saw all the attacks this week. They took more of our sponsors. That's in the news. They tried to ban us off the internet. They're lying about who we are. They already tried to take my kids away. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying this is a war. We're up against authoritarians and their useful idiots and their minions. And this is Hillary Clinton's former main lawyer. He brags about it, is the person running this suit and the whole EEOC thing. And they admit the thing's political. They say we're full of crap. We need to be exposed. Yeah, right. We'll be back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Info. There are thousands of articles a day coming out lying about me because they think if they can destroy us, they can destroy you because they see this broadcast as the resurgence of America. We support Christianity. We support basic justice, but we're also open. We're also inclusive. Here's the cut. 4 psychology experiments on why Alex Jones is always taking his shirt off. Well, that violates the Goldwater rule of diagnosing somebody from afar. That's a violation of the code of the American Psychological Association, but they don't care. I've taken my shirt off probably 5-6 times in 23 years on air, and I do it as stunts like Hulk Hogan, like where I'm a Hillary supporter that goes crazy and has to be restrained, so I pull my shirt off because it's an anti-Hillary shirt. It's an ad for the shirt. We sold almost 100,000 of them. It worked. Then I showed how I lost some weight when I was really fat. And then I've had people, listeners, take pictures of me. Like some of those were taken by tabloids. Like I'm in Hawaii and they're taking pictures of me. Or once I went out in the snow and jumped in water. I mean, everybody else does it too. I mean, it's just crazy. Everybody else does it. So if I lose 30 pounds, I'm going to show you a picture like everybody else does. But then they go through, it's a show of dominance, it's all this other crap. No, it's called doing a show, and it's called having some fun. So we've got communists saying murder conservatives, murder libertarians, murder Trump, murder all the whites in South Africa, and their answer is how bad we are because I take my shirt off. It is simply incredible. And they never let us respond to it, they make false charges. All right, Simon Roche of the Southlanders, the Civil Defense Group, he was here with us last year. Over 6 months ago, and he warned that the new president was about to get in, who said he wanted to take all the land from white settlers, who'd been there 400 years in some cases. He has the emergency plan, the only one of its kind in the world. Yeah, nobody ever stands up. They just incrementally get picked off and picked off and picked off. Mainly they got to defend the old folks. And now they have the defense minister, who's number 2 in the government, the communist leader, saying we're going to kill the whites. We just played those clips earlier. So please continue, sir, and tell folks how they can support your organization.
Well, we have a good plan, we have good membership, and we have lots of experience, training, and skills. Unfortunately, in the new South African Rainbow Nation, as the liberals call it, we are persona non grata. It's very difficult for us to raise money. People have lost their jobs for less than supporting an organization like us. So we are asking for people to help us financially so that we can purchase diesel fuel, medicine, food, tents and clothing for women, children, the elderly, and the disabled. We need support from the whole world. I have just received a message. I'll quote it to you. Julius Malema, who you had on earlier, says the following. We want to teach these white people we mean business about property expropriation without compensation. He then went on to say, in front of a very excited audience, we are going for your white man to cut the throat.
And we just played him saying, you know, we're not going to kill you quite yet, but now he's saying that in your country, the defense minister you pay taxes to says he's coming to racially murder you.
Yes, that's correct. Alex, things are reaching a crisis now. It has been building up for a long, long time, very gradually. Indeed, our new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, who you also had on earlier, is famous for having said some years ago, we are going to treat the whites like a frog in hot water. We're going to boil them so slowly they won't realize until it's too late, and then they'll be dead. That's the situation we're in. It has been building up to this point, and now we're about to hit the wall at 100 miles an hour. A big crisis is coming here. We have
well, you can see that he's hyping people up. He's getting them ready to obviously invigorate the Communist Party so it completely takes over and then has a red terror.
Well, it's exactly as Dr. Gregory Stanton of Genocide Watch in Washington, D.C. said. He said this is the path that they follow. And right towards the end, they use this dramatic rhetoric to get the blood racing and then they launch their
thing. Let me say this. When somebody says, we're coming to kill you because of your race, and they're a defense minister, I'm not calling for this. But generally, if somebody ends up taking this guy out, he asked for it, and everybody around him. I mean, when they say, we're coming to kill you and your family because you're white, I'm the defense minister. He has that power to do it. He needs to be removed right now because this is unbelievable.
Alex, it's not unique. It's a she, as it happens, but it's not unique. You know, in the middle of last year...
I'm confused. Then Julius Malema, leader of the Marxist opposition, we played the clip earlier, he said, we're not going to kill you all yet. And you were just quoting, I guess, one of his adjuncts, because his name's escaped me. Go back to and just be clear. Who said the latest?
The latest is from Julius Malema. I beg your pardon. I thought you were talking about the defense minister, which is a she.
Okay, so she's doing it too. Julius Malema is the leader of the Marxists.
That's right. And
so you've got the defense minister. I thought it was just him doing it. So you've got the defense minister.
No.
You've got the number two party. You've got the president saying, "Take your land." Good God.
And boil them alive like frogs. And that it doesn't end there. The head of the Constitutional Court, the brother of one of our former presidents, the head of the African National Congress's private militia, of which Nelson Mandela was head, the very famous terrorist organization, Mkhontwe Sizwe, which means the spear of the nation, in the middle of last year, said, it is time now for blacks to come to training camps in the bush to learn to fight whites in a civil war. There are many people who are talking about this, Alex.
But again, it happens in every African country, where the whites are basically pushed into a minority position, Zimbabwe, you name it. Why do you think you're going to be different? Because you're ready for it? You've seen history?
It's not that it's going to be different. We're going to suffer very, very badly. But we happen to be a group of people, and there are many of us, who are willing to stand for what's right, because it's not acceptable. And to leave here and to emigrate to America or Australia or New Zealand is not the solution. For our children to be exposed to the same perversity and pornography and abortion and drugs that is being implemented in all of the European-derived societies around the
sure,
world.
Sure, and the Islamists is being brought in. Sure, so, I mean, to be clear, you're basically living a very, very Amish lifestyle, very close to that, Mennonite, just out there producing food for the rest of the country. What percentage do the white farmers produce still in South Africa? I know previously it was a tiny minority produced the majority.
Yeah, you know, there are only about 40,000 white farms, of which 21,000 are now for sale, believe it or not. I read the figures.
So there is a massive evacuation now taking place.
Well, people are terrified, but the whites in South Africa produce, I'm estimating, but I'll estimate conservatively, very, very easily 70% of the food consumed in this country.
And that's what's crazy. In every country, they kick you out and then it collapses. Why don't they have the Wakandan dream? Why doesn't that happen?
Because the notion of the goose that lays the golden egg is a fallacy in certain cultures. We have a tendency as white people around the world to say we see things this way, so they should too. No, it's a different culture, different values, different norms, different mores. And there is a notion in Africa that it is better to have 100% of 10. In other words, to control everything, than to have 10% of a million. In other words, to have more, but to be sharing.
Unbelievable. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
On the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is a global corporate government that's free market, that pays zero taxes, and is ultimate capitalist, but in a crony fashion. Obama traveled to Africa. He traveled to South America just 2 years ago. I remember he gave the speeches saying, now to graduate students, communism's good for you, but then capitalism's good internationally. Now, I don't do a good imitation, but you're going to be communist, meaning you're a slave. You can't have air conditioning or cars. He actually said that in Africa in three different speeches. But then we're going to be rich and fly around on jet airplanes. But it's for the environment, and then you pay your money to us, and then we're exempt. Amazon's owner is worth $115 billion last time I checked. He makes $1 billion every 3 days profit. The company, separate from him, made $5.6 billion last year and paid zero tax. Now, these virtue signalers pay no tax, just like Warren Buffett basically pays none. Google pays almost none because they set it up, but then they tell you the middle class isn't paying enough. And it's the same thing. Then they fund communists to take over because it'll be one communist kingpin with the military, and they just pay off that person maybe $500 million every decade. A lot of these African countries, they buy them off for a couple hundred million. And they can exploit everything. But as long as the leaders get tribal and say, kill the white man, they can stay in power. But what's happened in a bunch of countries, as soon as all the whites are dead, it doesn't work because there's, I mean, they celebrated in Zimbabwe when the last white farmers 2 years ago got killed. And now the leader's out finally because they're like, there is no more white man. We find, where is it? We want all this money. Everything's bankrupt. That is exactly what happens. But I don't want to see the Afrikaners leave. I don't want to see the Southlanders leave. But most of them have already left. You heard that. Half the farms, the 40,000, are up for sale. I don't blame them, but I get also sticking to it because when you've been bullied so much, you have nowhere else to go. They have attacked me, and I don't usually do this on the show, but I mean, look what it's like now. It's like they said, you know, Rush Limbaugh said that they were trying to promote black quarterbacks over white quarterbacks. Whether that was true or not, they tried to boycott him and remove him 10 years ago. Now we've moved on to Alex hugged me once and his hand went down a little far, and then that's not even true. And then the news calls it sex assault. And then there's bodybuilding on a computer because we're trying to light a bodybuilding shoot, and that becomes gay porn, and that becomes gay, what was it called? Being groomed. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine how ridiculous? But they don't care. It's the headlines. How ridiculous I look right there. The point is that this is out of control. We're going to go to our next guest, who they're attacking as well. And I just thank the listeners and the audience. And we're in the middle of a 34-hour broadcast. We're now, I don't know, 5 hours or so into it. It started when David Knight kicked off. I was saying that wrong. Like, we're in hour number one. We're in hour number two. No, no. They're like, no, Alex, add three to it. David was on. Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll be live right through 6 o'clock tomorrow. We're already live 10 hours a day. I promise to expand. We got the satellite uplinks. All the TV stations are starting to pick us up. I'm ready to announce that, too. I got to go to our next guest here. The guys, they gave me the new satellite Galaxy 16. It's on Infowars.com/show. Galaxy 16 at 99.0W, 24 hours a day in HD. And that is Galaxy 16 in geosynchronous orbit, right over the equator, but straight over the Earth. So it's like this from the building. It's right there. And that baby's right over. And then we've got 14 over here. We're getting this other one, and that's going to hit Europe and Africa. So we're like over the U.S. and then out over here into Asia and then blasting into Europe and then into most of Africa. And I mean, it's on, folks. We're in a fight here. And like industry people go, why do you want to be on in Africa? Or why do you want to be on in Asia? You don't get any orders from there, any sponsorship. Our sponsorship's freedom. There's no real Voice of America anymore. We've got to do it, people. And so that's why we're under attack. We're the real Voice of America. We're promoting basic Americana, good values, free market. We're fighting communism, and we're under hellish attack. But again, I take that as being over the target. Both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps in World War II. Both almost died, one in a crash landing. And then my other grandfather was out of North Africa bombing the Germans in Italy. And he got a heat stroke. And he'd been in over 20 missions already and volunteered for more, you know, catch 22. And then they put another pilot in. He was a pilot. And the plane blew up over Sicily, bombing German targets. And he always talked about how guilty he was that he had that heat stroke out working and digging. They're actually digging trenches for when the Germans were strafing him in North Africa. And he was out there all day in between missions because they'd have you fly a few missions, have a few days off. He had a heat stroke. It was actually the kind of stroke like sun in the eyes, they said. They called it heat stroke. He was out for like a week. When he got up from it, they also said they were drinking the fuel out of rockets. That was not enough liquor, so the Army was drinking rocket fuel. That's a whole other subject because it was probably the rocket fuel. But drinking the rocket fuel while they were digging ditches, and he wasn't the only one doing it, that probably saved his life because the B-17, no, he's fine, Liberator's found. Then it was B-17s after that. The Liberator, they called it the flying coffin because it blew up so easily. Because where they held the bombs, his whole crew got killed. So the point is, I don't know how I went into this whole story, but That's what our forebears did. This is 21st century war where they attack your family, they attack your name. I mean, I went up against Hillary Clinton. We really took her down. You took her down. And so I expected hit teams to come in here. That's why I got guys, you know, on the roof with guns and, you know, all the rest of it, because they have sent some people over here. But that's not how they're doing it. They're doing it with disinfo and all this stuff. So I'm not happy it's happening. I'm sorry they're saying horrible things about the crew that isn't true, because they know it's not getting to me, so they're going to start going after you. I'm just warning you. And that's why we got any infiltrators or operatives in here now, folks. You got to tell me about it. You got to watch it. They'll try to set you up. I mean, this is 21st century war. We need your prayers. We need your hope. We thank you. Going back to my guest, Simon Roche, we're on the same page of Southlander with the extermination. The president announcing they're taking your land. The defense minister announcing they're going to kill you. The number two minister, the communist, announcing they're going to kill you. Our media, total media dead silence on this. That after the apartheid dream is over, and now the dream of Mandela, Mandela, like Winnie, says kill all the whites. We're right back to where we were with Mandela bombing white schools.
Yeah, we're back. We've kind of come full circle. You know, we're in a situation where the chickens have come home to roost, and we've got to deal with realities of unemployment and AIDS and massive corruption that, with all due respect, Alex, you couldn't even begin to imagine. That's a whole different story that would take hours to tell. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions being plundered all of the time. Incessantly, and it just kind of pops up in the news, and then it goes away. You know, our news are perverts, just like CNN and BBC and others are. They are, you know, it's a defensible appellation to use. They are perverts. BBC covered something this morning on their homepage about one of Trump's the main article, the lead article, one of Trump's ladies, assistants, whatever, I don't know what her role was, is leaving because she's achieved what she wants to achieve, in her words. But they tried to make it into a scandal, and yet BBC will not cover that in one of the top 40 countries in the world with the largest, by far, mineral reserves in the world, namely South Africa, the country that controls the southern sea route, should the Suez Canal ever be closed down, is now passing a motion to confiscate all white-owned property without compensation.
It's incredible. We're out of time. We're out of time. Tell folks the website for radio, not just TV viewers, how they go donate for your civil defense.
Please donate at Freestarter. It's an American organization, a crowdfunding organization owned by Charles Johnson. It's Freestarter/South Africa. Our own website is, and you can donate there too via PayPal, is saitlanders.org. S-U-I-D, landers.org.
All right, thank you, brother. We're out of time. We'll talk to you soon. Incredible. You predicted it all last year. It's happening. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We need to really raise massive funds to fight these allegations, or they'll be successful. InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 80% off store-wide. Right now, it's a total war. The second American Revolution is global.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sometimes it's good to have an open mic we don't know is live. I have nothing to hide.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hey. It hurts me so bad what Trump's doing that I'm not holding back to defend him. I'm kind of shell-shocked right now. Because it always takes me about 6-7 hours to process some big betrayal. And then I just connect to God, and then it's all okay, and I'm ready to move forward. And I don't think Trump's betraying us, but these clips are sickening. I only played a few of them first hour, and I really should have been doing this the whole show. But we're under so much attack. You've got Andrew Torba of Gab that Google's called to be shut down. They're not just censoring you off Google platforms. They're censoring people saying, oh, this is hate. You'll have ISPs block it. You know, that's in the news. And then Gab is just a true don't be evil organization where there's liberal, conservative, pagans, Christians all on there. And they're nice to us. You know, they have our stuff on there. We're going to start posting some of our videos to the platform they're doing. We're doing one. Mike Adams is doing one. I'm all about us having our internet, but they're going after our credit card companies. They're going after our bank companies. They're making an example. They think you're cowards. And they think that if they can destroy me or destroy Trump and make us give in to them, that they're going to win. And all I know is I can't give in to bullies. It's just, I'm not a pig-headed person. I got beat up a lot when I was, you know, in the 5th and 6th grade. But I hit puberty right about the 6th grade, and a couple years later that changed. And you know, I'm not a vengeful person. A few of the guys that beat me up a few years later, you know, a couple of them, one guy was in a coma for 2 weeks, and I shouldn't have done it. And I was like 14, and, you know, slammed his head in the concrete a few times after he tried to beat me up again. I remember his mom was so mad and everything else. I'm like, he's on record starting a fight with me, lady. And you know, so all I know is I'm not going to roll over. And we're going to win. We're winning. But even if Trump goes sideways, we're not stopping. So Andrew Torba joins us right now with all the censorship he's under everybody else. Look at this. Exclusive. Trump's Facebook engagement declined by 45% following algorithm change. No, they're... Yeah, that's breaking right now. I've talked to the president about this the last time. I'm going to leave it at that. They make a big deal about when I talk to him. Stone's talked to him. I know for a fact a member of his club, good friends with him, Chris Ruddy, talks to him every time about this. And the president just doesn't get it. He goes, well, I'm still on the air. I'm still, they're not going to censor me. Yes, sir. They're censoring all the places we magnify you. He thinks the guy with the beard or whatever, you know, this new that ran the internet stuff before is the reason he won, because Kushner told him. And I'm not against Kushner, but the guy's the reason you won if you want to pick somebody. His name's Matt Drudge. He's not the guy with the beard, you know, with like an Afrikaner outfit, but he's not from Africa. So public wants big tech regulated. That's a big Axios story. Facebook keeps creepy secret files on everybody. We already knew that. So let's go to Andrew Torba. We'll keep him some of the next hour. I apologize, I'm ranting. We've got 30 to 80% off store-wide, but that isn't enough to fund us. A lot of that's lost leaders. Biggest sales ever, InfoWarsStore.com during this 34-hour Paul Revere emergency broadcast that we were already doing because of this, but now it's totally an emergency. We need you to donate. You go to the Support Us link on InfoWarsStore.com on the front page, and the bottom thing is donate right there. Right over the right-hand side says InfoWars Life, Health and Wellness, Preparedness, Media, Gear, Specials, and Support Us. And when you hit, click Support Us so we can show people. And then that goes down to donations. We need people to donate. And by the way, I've never done this where I actually call rich donors that I know are out there. Oh, it's happening today because we have to defend the First Amendment. We have to get on the offense because I can't just let people say that we're wearing Nazi tennis shoes and that we hate Jews and all these other lies and just made up crap. We have to go after this because, again, the Daily Mail wouldn't deny paying money, and that is next level. So we're on it like Donkey Kong. Okay, gab.ai, Andrew Torba joins us. Andrew, what would you say about the point in life we are right now? This is a crazy period. The assault is just exponential.
Well, Alex, I've been at this for about 2 years now. I used to live and work with these companies in Silicon Valley. I have many Patriot friends that still work inside of these companies and feed me and us information. And I've been predicting this stuff for about a year now. It is only going to get worse. They are going to continue to censor and stop the free flow of information. They are going to continue to prevent President Trump from getting his message out to the people. You just pulled up an article before. Facebook made an algorithm change earlier this year, and they claim that they want to connect you more with your friends and family for your own well-being. And this is the new narrative of Silicon Valley. They're focused on the well-being and the mental health of their users.
Happiness, goodness.
Right. Apparently, these smug Silicon Valley elites know what's best for us normal, average, everyday, blue-collar, working-class people. It's really astonishing what's happening. You know, we see Hillary Clinton tweet earlier this week that we should all care about how social media platforms play a part in our democratic process. And she actually makes a veiled threat here. She says, unless it's addressed, it will happen again. And the midterms are in 8 months. We owe it to our democracy to get this right and fast.
That's right. Fix the internet so people can't communicate, decide they want free market. They've got to choose us. They've got to choose the globalists. They've openly declared war and made the decision, and the corporations have done it, as News Corp said 3 weeks ago. They're a big part of this. Their CEO said, we met with all the tech heads. We've decided to censor the web to make more money. So the real reason the companies are doing is knock out all the real communication, have bots go out. This is amazing.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's sickening. This is their new narrative. Just days after Hillary tweeted this out, you have these Silicon Valley elites and these executives at Facebook and Twitter and Google coming out with this shared, similar, collective narrative of, oh, we're going to improve the experience to help with the well-being of users on our platforms.
And it's your well-being to merge with the Borg. Give up your consciousness. You want Hillary. You want us. And then they magnify all the SJW, kill the president, kill the white people crap. It is crazy.
Absolutely. The double standards and the hypocrisy of big tech are disgusting, and of big media for that matter. If you are speaking, you know, hate speech towards whites or towards males or towards Christians, it's totally acceptable, right? That type of hate speech is allowed across all of these platforms. Is allowed in our culture, is allowed in the media. But the second that you are critical, or the second that you have any kind of opinion that goes against the status quo of mainstream progressivism, you're banned, you're censored, you're unpersoned from the internet. We're seeing many YouTubers, including yourself, getting these strikes, and these are really arbitrary processes. They're just trying to build their case and say, oh, look, we gave him three chances. It doesn't really matter. You know, eventually.
And the Comedy Central goes, how America is three strikes. Well, now censorship is American. And then even Bloomberg reports now that they've removed the strikes and admit it's fake. So there was such a backlash to me, they've backed off. But here's the thing. Everybody else is still getting banned. Mike Adams is having his YouTube banned just after he came on yesterday. Dr. Corsi says all these gun groups. So we made a big deal. Our audience did. So they backed off on us, but they're not backing off on other people.
That's absolutely right. We have you guys are coming on, and you're using Gab TV to stream and back up all of your videos over there. You know, there are other.
Yeah, let's announce that, because we're going to partner with you. Up. We're going to partner with Natural News. Everybody just has to start doing. We did our own platform. Matt Drudge linked to it. We usually do our own videos, like 100,000, 100,000. It had 7 million views, the two videos that they banned last Friday, and it showed that we didn't say what they said. We said real people died. They weren't crisis actors, but he was on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and the police stood down. And then YouTube had to remove the strikes because we were able to show it.
This stuff is insanity. Over the past week, I've seen videos and people banned, videos removed. They were factual, real videos of one of the students speaking in his own words. It wasn't an opinion piece or any of this nature. It was his own words. It was him on camera saying these things, and they just scrubbed it. They completely removed it from the internet. I've never seen anything like this. And meanwhile, you have students who are also in the school that are pro-2A that are not being verified by Twitter, that are not getting any media attention, that are being silenced in other ways.
Out of 3,000, it's only 4. And exactly, videos of students saying multiple shooters, or they saw the police stand down, being banned, and then they say, Jones's video was banned because it said no one died. And then we have the video, and it's not. That's what I mean. The level of lying. What is going on here?
It's disgusting, and people need to wake up. Your viewers need to wake up. Conservatives, Christians, libertarians, nationalists, populists, anybody that is not far left, to be frank. We all need to wake up.
Common sense libertarians. This is a war. We have to fight on Facebook, Google, Twitter, everywhere, but we got to drive people to gab.ai, to Infowars.com, to DrudgeReport.com, and realize this is the big fight. It's now. This is bigger than the election of 2016. That was just a beachhead that made them accelerate their plan, right?
Absolutely. And this war is only going to escalate. And until we start building something new and supporting alternatives, it's not going to go away.
And, you know, you can talk about this when we come back. Google has said in the news they want him shut down. They lobby lying about him, saying it needs to be shut down. There's hate speech on there. So it's not just like it's their own platform. They want to shut everything down. There needs to be busted up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.